our needs. But we've got to do it and not piss that asset down the drain. Got to meet to see those two plans. The British French Hunter and the Russian GU is a shocking thing. This United States Green Air is a great goddamn big lobster on the one front. We have the biggest in the world. I remember, let me tell you why. I remember some time ago, I knew that it meant nothing at all. This is in 1958 or 9. Bill Rogers was on this journey. He was talking about this huge Russian turboprop that flew across. It was the biggest plane in the world, and standing beside it was a sleek Boeing 707. And geez, that's really shattered. The Russians got the biggest plane in the world. I said to him, so the Boeing, and of course Douglas, last 10 years have dominated the airlines of the world, right? Now, 3 years, I'm talking about SS. Sorry to say, and incidentally, when you go to California, let's figure, sure, it's not from here to Miami, not from here to New York, and all the shortcuts will be used, and the Boeings will be useful. But any flight that has these 4 hours, that is more than 3 hours, you're going to take an SST. Because you notice in your own chemical makeup, I find that when I fly to Florida, 2 hours is just right. And I go, I feel fine when I get off, it has no wear and tear. Whenever I go more than that, it's about 3 hours, and I'm sure that I'm normal. You see, I have flown so much, I have no fear, I have no complexes, I have nothing, and I first got the best plane in the world. But I'm 3 hours or more, there's a fatigue factor that sets in.
It sure does.
There's no question about it. Now, if you can go to California in 5.5 hours or 2 hours, what the hell are you going to do? You're going to go 2 hours? Japan, 4 hours? Rio, 4 hours? Instead of 15? Jesus Christ, he's goddamn fool. What is he done to us?
This is the answer to it. And that gives you that many more seat mile available seat miles.
No, it's not just the same. This is going to knock us right out of the air.
And the other thing, Mr. President, is that just totally lost in the debate is it's the commercial advantage, the freight, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And you never made that case. The air freight, for God's sake.
That materials across the world faster.
It isn't just people.
Have to carry it.
Yeah,
our SSP would have been supposed to be
sure.
Carried.
Sure. But that's where we're going to get screwed, and it's this whole problem of trade.
Take big planes in.
Now, American industry, the American airline industry, certainly has got to have the ingenuity to develop. And American considers certainly have got to have the guts and the boldness to support some kind of development in this area. Don't you agree? And
yeah.
We've got to do it. We've got to go at it. And the government has got to find a way through military means to subsidize it. Now, that's how you build a country.
That's right.
The boy was first military.
Yes, they're going to increase each company.
You see, that's another thing. You've got to screw the network so that the networks have a lot of movies.
we still haven't got the SEC worked out. But it's coming. But my point is that they've already now said we're going to make this many more pictures, so that's going to really help the employment picture to some extent out there.
What about the other things? I don't know. You got anything else we can put into the goddamn state? I don't know. But at least Weinberger has looked over everything, hasn't
he? And we're...
You're not some something to go out there.
Yes, sir.
Bob sits on that all the time, pushing for more grants.
We've had three sessions with Weinberger, and we got this computer thing that tells us where we can put them in to get the greatest impact, and that's, you know...
Really?
Yes. And that's everything from agricultural extension to irrigation districts to HEW to the whole, all across government.
Which is a valuable thing for Bob, because somebody, those things happen if somebody keeps banging at them, you know, day after day. What more have you got for California? It's like Johnson did for Texas.
Kennedy did for Massachusetts. I can do more for Massachusetts. Remember when you ran against Lodge?
Well, the thing that's working, we really have got over there.
Is anything through the press at all?
Oh, hell, I can show you a pile of clippings this high. The administration's gotten the credit for a model cities thing here, or where I made a phone call and they come back and give us credit. And actually, we've got these mayors. So instead of using Tunney and Cranston, they use our office. And they look like a third.
Don't ever use Tunney and Cranston. Don't ever look at them. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care about the Republican Congress.
Yeah.
Or look at somebody. Well, what I mean is, they're not going to get along. They're going to win anyway. They have to be compliant.
pushing back. I do it 11.
11 a good time.
Yeah.
Or 11:30. Inspectors. There's no problem, Inspector. We can change position anytime you want.
11:30. Have it in mind as a possibility. I think it's a good idea. What do you think?
I think it's a darn good idea.
That is it. But to do it again, I'd do it for exactly the same reason. I'd say because the press didn't use the opportunity Thursday night to
so it's never
to ask the question.
I had the opportunity to do some of you had. I give you a chance to follow up on some of these things and then go right back to the same old questions. I had 11 though, you know, ask for the constant questions.
Oh, you are?
Go ahead, yes. I did the telephone here. Ziegler didn't want me to.
We limited that thing.
Oh, we did. I'll say
we
yes.
We did.
We're going to limit this since it was primarily in the foreign policy area.
I don't need to limit this one. Maybe it's better to do it.
Yeah. I guess since you got, since many had questions, particularly in the domestic area, that you didn't ask, but you however, there's no limitation. You can ask any questions you want. We're not covered.
But yeah.
You couldn't cover it. But I would suggest that for your benefit, it would simply mean that before presented. They put it out. You understand? He's always making programs, you know, so which are excellent. So I favor bipartisanship. I favor, you know, and we'll bring the people in on all these things and all these studies and so forth and so on. But I...
This big push on Charles Schultz, this Jared Schultz, who's been lobbying crazy, catches me every hour on the hour, and everybody else.
There are plenty of non-political Democrats who believe in the country who, you know, on the issues, the substance.